Hello, this is Liz Scafidi of UN News. A technological breakthrough whereby radiation-treated mosquitoes are released by drone to limit the spread of diseases such as malaria and Zika will not have any damaging effect on other wildlife. That's the verdict of a senior UN scientist who's part of a team that has been using radiation to sterilize male mosquitoes, which are then released to limit breeding. Jeremy Boyer is an insect specialist at the Joint Division of Nuclear Techniques, which is part of the Food and Agricultural Organization, known as FAO, and the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA. They've just completed a successful test, dropping mosquitoes by drone in Brazil, along with the Swiss-American NGO We Robotics. And Mr. Boyer spoke to Matt Wells about what they found and what it means for the future.
It's a technique that has been developed against other insect pests for decades. It has been used to control fruit flies, tsetse flies. We are developing the package against mosquitoes since almost 10 years now. And one of the big bottlenecks, you know, to pass to the operational phase was to be able to release the mosquitoes by air, so to make aerial release. And that's why, you know, this drone release was very important to be able to shift the scale of the trials.
So how were you able to do it?
We collaborated with We Robotics, which is a private company, since almost 1 year within a USAID grant.
That's the US government, in effect. USAID is the development agency,
yes,
for the US government.
Yes. And we adapted a system that was developed previously on tsetse flies within another project, an ERC project. It took 1 year to be able to pass, you know, mosquitoes through it without damaging them, because mosquitoes are very fragile. You know, they have long legs and they can be broken very easily. They can be damaged by excessive chilling or by excessive compaction. So it was quite challenging. And finally, we came out with a system that was tested in the lab successfully, and we organized this trial in Brazil, you know, to test it in the field. So
I guess people will picture this image of there being millions of mosquitoes crammed into a drone quite high up in the sky, all waiting to be dropped down. I mean, it's almost sort of science fiction style, isn't it?
Yes. That's why I think it's quite sexy for the press, because, you know, releasing mosquitoes by drone it's a bit of a dream. Huh? So if we succeed to make it, you know, regular, then we could imagine that we could control mosquitoes, you know, by drone that are completely automatic and work during the night, and you don't need to do anything, you know, you don't need to spray insecticides, and you are very specific, because the males, you know, they mate with their wild counterparts, and they have absolutely no impact on other species. So it's biological control. And so, yes, I agree with you that it looks like a science fiction. The eggs are containing random mutations. The embryos die before they hatch. So it's not that the next generation cannot reproduce. So the females that are mated with the males, they lay eggs that are sterile. So the eggs never hatch.
So were your results completely positive? And how soon can this technology be applied in the field throughout the world?
So the results of the drones were very positive, because we saw that we had a very strong increase of the sterility rate in the eggs in the area where we lived. But the technology is still under development, because we still need to find a way to make very efficient sex sorting of the males, you know, at a large scale. For example, in fruit flies, we have systems that allow to produce billions of males without problem. We succeed to sex the eggs, and so we have to rear only the males. But in the case of mosquitoes, we are still looking for a method to make mass sexing. So it's our next challenge to face, you know, to be able to go at the operational scale.
So in terms of the fight against malaria, we are some years away from this being a truly effective tool?
Yeah, I think we are between maybe 3 and 5 years to make it operational, you know. But be careful, because in Brazil, it was a trial with Aedes mosquitoes. So it's the vectors of Zika, dengue. It's not Anopheles mosquitoes. So we still need to test this technology for Anopheles mosquitoes, the vectors of malaria in Africa.
Some would worry that perhaps there are some risks here in meddling with the natural level of mosquitoes in the ecosystem. Are you really sure that you're not going to potentially have some catastrophic effect on the ecosystem if we introduce this widely around the world?
Yeah, in this case, it's pretty sure because Aedes aegypti is coming from Africa and it has been introduced in Brazil. You know, it's an invasive species. It colonized the US as well. But it's quite recent and they colonized thanks to humans. And in fact, eradicating these mosquitoes would be just bringing back the ecosystem to the anterior situation where they were not introduced by humans, you know. So for these species, for Aedes species, it's really just reestablishing an ecosystem as it was before. So there is no risk. In the case of Anopheles, it's different. We have to make a risk assessment in each situation, because we cannot reply in general. But what we can say is that in most of the African countries where malaria is important, you have hundreds of species of mosquitoes and only one or two are very important as vectors. And the goal is to control one or two species that are the major vectors, not to eradicate all the mosquitoes from a given country.
Well, you certainly captured the public imagination with this scientific breakthrough. Do you have the funding you need to make it really applicable and effective on a large scale?
In fact, the project in which it was developed at this scale is now finished, and we are looking for new projects to further refine the technology and to expand the scale. And we have different, you know, how do you say? Grants to help. For example, at the IAEA here, we have another grant from the US State Department to accelerate the development of this technology against mosquitoes. And thanks to that, we increased the space of the lab that we devote to developing the exciting against mosquitoes. And we are also expecting for new grants. Of course, you know, money is important to go fast. But yes, we are trying to do what we have, and we are looking for more, of course, always. But we have enough money to continue for now.
Well, let's hope that the buzz continues favorably for you.
Yes, I hope so.